This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. It's Monday, the 19th of September. You're about to have the DJB experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington over the weekend. A lot went down in New York City and elsewhere around the country. Explosion in New York. 29 people injured. None of them seriously. They're all out of the hospital now. But the bomb, as it spread all of the broken glass and things in an area that was, as Victoria pointed out earlier, kind of a strange place for this to take place. So anyway, there were other explosive devices that didn't go off and suspicious packages everywhere. You go to the bus station, you go to the train station, you go to the airport, you go to some of the big buildings on Wall Street where people congregate at this end of town, any end of town. What happens under the circumstances is that the terrorists win. So I mean, there's no other way to interpret this as far as I'm concerned. Even if it wasn't a terrorist, it was a terrorist. We have become...
By definition, this kind of stuff is terrorist, whether it's domestic or international or whatever their motivation is. I mean, anytime you have someone, a serial bomb planter, planting things in dumpsters throughout a city, actually two states, I mean, that's terrorism.
Yeah. Right.
And then there, people got jittery on Saturday because of the nine people who were stabbed at the Mall of America. The guy who did he was dressed as a security officer, he got shot. And nobody really is seriously hurt with that, but still, there is Daesh in the picture. They say it was them who did, even if they didn't do it. That's what
people
think.
They're just claiming responsibility for everything now. Yeah. They're just like, oh, yeah, this was one of us. Yep, he was a soldier.
Well, so many of it. I mean, what's happening now is that they write these magazines. Al-Qaeda has Inspire magazine, and they market to people who are in this country. So even if these are people that didn't have direct ISIS training or direct Al-Qaeda training, these are people who are able to access this kind of stuff and get inspired by it. There's recipes for this stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they can claim responsibility whether or not they trained them, because they're the ones that have the cookbooks out there for how to make pressure cooker bombs and how to stab people in malls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
cookbook.
Thankfully,
it's true.
It is. It's
a recipe card.
Cookbook, yeah. Luckily, their timing was bad in the Seaside Heights down at the Jersey Shore with the race, because the race started a half an hour late. Mm-hmm. So luckily, that could have been really bad. Not to the scale of the Boston bombing or a marathon or anything like that, but I think it definitely, there would have been a lot of serious injuries.
All right, so there's that outrage.
Before we move on, because I asked Victoria a question about this, because I am definitely not as familiar as she is with New York. She lives there. That area that they were targeting, I had heard a lot of people early on start saying that this was sort of like the gay area of New York, and that maybe they were
trying to go after that
community.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you can't say that because they went after five other locations in New Jersey, but is that area known for that?
Yeah, Chelsea is definitely the official gay area of Manhattan, for sure. And that was my first thought, but then they blew up right in front of the building where all the blind people live. There's a whole colony of buildings that it's just housing for the blind.
Well,
and that's
more
where
than
it's
anything,
targeted.
That
area,
they want to go after Americans, no matter who they are.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
just
that
whatever
area
it was.
Of New York has been gentrified a lot, thanks to Dick Wolf. If you go into that, there's about a four-block area right off of the main. When you come down that's the West Coast Highway, I think, that sort of dumps in to the lower end of Manhattan by the Dow Jones Building, and that there's a hotel area, and that whole complex, as you sort of get into Wall Street, the back end of Wall Street, there are three or four streets off of there, excuse me, to the left, and they include a couple of really large old warehouses. that are very unseemly looking on the outside, but Dick Wolf bought them and converted them into the sound stages that he uses for Law and Order. So all the Law and Order shows and now other production that's being done in New York City for TV shows is being done in that building or a couple of adjacent buildings because they can't, A, there's no more space in downtown New York. It's too expensive anyway. So he went down, Wolf went down, saw this area that was really decrepit, bought two or three buildings and converted them into production facilities. And that's what's brought in this whole, I remember going down there for a talkers convention. Because we had it at that hotel. It was Kitty Corner across from there. Richie, remember?
I totally remember that.
Remember that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the first time I met Matt Drudge. I see this guy walking along the sidewalk in a top hat, and I'm like, who is that guy?
Yeah. But if you walked across the street, there was a sort of a playground or an area that was a public park. And if you walk right across, there was an angled street and a big old building there. And if you walked over there, like we did, a couple of us during lunch, you could see Jerry Orbach and some of the other, this was when he was still alive, wandering around the street looking for lunch. They come out of the building and they just go to the local pub or they go to the local diner or whatever it is. And you could see a lot of these people, the blonde that we had on this program, that was the DA, married to the restaurant guy.
Oh, Bobby Flay's ex.
Right.
Stephanie March.
Stephanie March, yep. Yeah. So anyway, that's what you'd see down in that neck of the woods. That's what that neck of the woods is these days. But it has changed considerably, as have most of the other... excuse me, I had my peanuts, Jennifer, sorry.
Why?
There isn't much left of New York that hasn't been rebuilt. Mm. Pretty much everybody... and this is one of the things that people like Victoria live in the city and they can't pay all kinds of dough. And I guess I'm running into that. It's very interesting how gentrification or just the use we, whether it's the, you want to talk about the haves and the have nots and the people who are very rich and the people who are very poor and what's in the middle. Nobody's going to ever have to have a benefit for me. I've been, see, I'm comfortable. But I tell you, the house that I'm getting out of here that I've been in for 10 years in Santa Monica, I can't replace. I can't go somewhere and either rent a house
or get what you had,
buy a house and get what I had for the kind of money that these things are bringing now. And I'm wondering where the money's... Google's moving into Santa Monica. I was talking over the weekend to a friend of mine who's in San Francisco. You can't find... They have pushed. They fixed it. In a manner of speaking, I don't know if fix is the right word, but the circumstances exist now in these areas, the bigger cities. Boston's the same way. And many of the places that are in New York, we're using example, Richie, maybe Washington, I'm thinking the same thing's happening in Washington.
Sure.
Where unless you're making a lot of money, I mean, I could spend the money and buy something, but I don't want to. I don't want to spend that kind of dough, even if it's something that I really want. Because it just seems so outrageous to me.
Well,
when
and
I paid
places
for this place
like,
10 years ago, it was pretty outrageous.
Right. Well, what you probably paid in Santa Monica is now what houses in my neighborhood are starting to go for. It's so ridiculous.
Right.
And then once you buy the house and you come up with the down payment, then the taxes kick in.
Yep.
And that kills you. I mean, how anybody who is a new first-time buyer can get into a market like this one is really,
that's what
really
my
tough.
Children, my daughter and I were talking about this yesterday, how because they need to move closer to UCLA. She just got a full professorship. She got a full plate. She's running a writing program there now. And so they need to be closer. Her husband's a prof at UCLA, but they didn't mind taking the time because she lives over on the east side of the town. But now, with what her new responsibility is going to be, you know, if you're driving from the east side of town over to the west side of town and you do it during traffic hours, even if you find the best back way you can, you're going to spend 45 to 50 minutes, you know, basically driving 8 miles.
That's pretty minimum, yeah.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
Nuts.
Yeah.
That's so nuts.
It is. So, you know, you move over and you look around at this stuff and... And what they're paying now, they're in a home, a self-standing home, that happens to be in a little corner of that town where they live, Los Feliz, that's rent-protected. Los Feliz. You like it that way, huh? Okay.
But, potato.
Yeah. So you see, in that area, has been gentrified. It used to be lots of low income.
That used to be a horrible. Oh, yeah, it used to be a horrible area.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was so funny. I was speaking with one of our radio colleagues, Dennis Prager, who said he grew up in Brooklyn, and he said it used to be so bad in Brooklyn that he even taught there at the university. He said he actually took it out of his bio that he taught in Brooklyn because he was so embarrassed by it. And now, at Victoria Altesis, it's so desirable to live in Brooklyn. Everybody wants to live in Brooklyn. The prices have soared.
Yeah.
It's funny how these areas just sort of take off, and you go, they live there, and then all of a sudden it's like the hippest, greatest place to be.
But you hear all of this stuff about people that don't have any money, but there are certainly a lot of people who do have money, obviously, because they're moving into these areas, and the developers are finding ways of taking old buildings and fixing them up and getting lots of value out of them, and people are buying these things. These are people that are my daughter and son-in-law's age that are having first-time home experiences, and there are programs. You can get 3% down payment loans. You can get interest rates that are low, that kind of stuff for first-time buyers, so you get in. But in order to get into the area they want to go, it will cost them twice as much for mortgage payment as they're now paying for rent in this house that is now, because of the baby, too small for them. But, I mean, just think about this, and you wonder, oof. But the good thing about it is it shows good signs for the economy, because the housing market is where you always show the strength. When there's strength in the housing market, then the economy is going to be strong. So I think that's the optimistic way of looking at this. It's good for the country, good for the economy, at least now, because we went for so long, it had to get an uptick because things were so slow. It's 18 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
Sorry, one after the hour, DJV time, as opposed to the regular stuff. You don't want to listen to those other programs because they give you the wrong time. This is the right time, the DJV time, 21 past the hour. Let me repeat it again, 21 past the hour. This
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's 23 at the hour now. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. It's Coldplay in the musical focus now. They're going to release a Blu-ray edition of their album, A Head Full of Dreams. That'll be on, what is that, Friday, I think, of this week, the 23rd.
Yep.
It sees the album presented in surround sound. That reminds me of the old Cinerama days. You know, here at the Arclight Theaters, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
The one on, is that on Sunset or is that on Hollywood? I can't remember which one.
I think it's on Hollywood, actually.
Well, it is the old Cinerama. That old theater that produced what first was surround sound, and it was a 360-degree theater, so you could go in and you could watch the movie all the way around you. That's really the effect for this album, anyway. So what would you have in terms of speakers to be able to take advantage of this?
I think if you... And Rich is probably more of an audiophile, so he might know. But I think if you just have a pretty decent... I have a sound bar. I have an LG sound bar. So if I just played the Blu-ray, I think it would probably sound great.
Fill up the room.
Yeah.
You have your rear speaker set up. That's the big thing that most people done is you may have the sound bar for the front. Maybe
I have a subwoofer in back of my couch on the other side.
Okay, so that gives...
I got a subwoofer in the back of my couch, too. You know what I mean.
Great. Sort of,
I miss Jen.
Described by those who have listened to it as a kaleidoscope sweep of music. So I'm thinking we had Bob actually set up a little woofer tweeter speaker system in my house, and I haven't really taken advantage of it. I wonder if this would be a good way to do that.
Yeah. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
No, I have a gray ray player, but I have a Blu-ray player.
Aging. Yeah.
The album was initially released in December of last year, got number one, sold 4 million copies. The singles have been things like Adventure of a Lifetime, Hymn for the Weekend, and Up and Up. What are we listening to here?
Hymn for the Weekend.
Hymn for the Weekend. Crack this up, Richard. I think more and more he's becoming less difficult to define. The music has that sort of unique
feel to it that really good, you don't mistake the Beatles music, you don't mistake Rolling Stones music, etc., etc. Speaking of Rolling Stones, the folks who expected to watch the Rolling Stones documentary on Netflix are going to be disappointed because Crave TV, who in the world ever heard of Crave TV? Never heard of
it. I know, right?
Yeah. Has bet against Netflix for titles at the Toronto Film Festival and nabbed the concert featuring the Stones, the Rolling Stones, Olé, 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 a trip across Latin America from Eagle Rock. Crave TV bought this and all other windows to keep the concert film and travelogue away from Netflix. So this must be their investment in trying to get people to come over and find out what else they have. I don't know anything about Crave TV. Do any of you?
No. They're Canadian-based. That's all I know. So we can just blame Canada for all of this.
Nice going, you Canucks.
But I'm really bummed that Netflix didn't get it because I was very interested to see the Stones. I love the Stones, and I wanted to see their trip in Latin America. It looked incredible, and their concert in
Atlanta. They also got the rights to the Justin Timberlake concert film, Justin the Tennessee Kids, which debuted at the festival. So they got the Stones.
Netflix got Justin Timberlake.
They did?
The Stones, yeah. Oh, we talked about that last week. Yeah, that was one of our big music stories.
Right.
Yep.
But the Crave TV people got Rolling Stones' Havana Moon, which is based on their show in Cuba. So they're going to stream these Rolling Stones trips on starting the 14th. And the Rolling Stones have Anna Moore on January 2017. But after you watch some of this stuff, unless they have more variety, who's going to watch this thing over and over and over and over and over again? All right, 28 past the hour. Music for thought here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. When people think of aggressive dogs, certain breeds often come to mind. Having personally worked with over 40,000 myself, it's my belief that 85% of what a pet's temperament turns out to be is directly related to the environment and the people with whom the dog is with. Then why would certain breeds consistently be considered more aggressive than others? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Certain segments of our population are attracted to specific breeds. For example, let's take a look at gang members. Tough gang members are not attracted to poodles, Yorkies, Chihuahuas, and Cocker Spaniels. They want a tough-looking dog, and therefore, many of the so-called aggressive breeds are victimized. Because of their strength and looks, their owners make them aggressive. What I try to explain to people, as I said earlier, 85% of what you put in is what you're going to get out. For example, if you were to take one of the so-called aggressive breeds and treat it with a lot of love, hugging, and kissing, you're going to get a great dog. But take that same Cocker Spaniel and abuse it, you're going to have an aggressive Cocker Spaniel. It's not a breed problem, it's a people problem. I'll more next time.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hour, DJV on the air, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The Monday outrage of the day, the Iowa court that has decided not to give any jail time to a white Iowa teenager who streamed himself raping a child.
What is wrong with these judges?
Pled guilty to this event. As another man watched and recorded this abuse.
Oh, my gosh.
Investigators concluded, and I would not ever do a story like this, ever, other than I am so outraged in even the word. And
yeah,
PO'd
exactly.
Isn't the word. I want to do something physically to this person.
Well, even in prison, who are the people that get targeted when they actually go to prison?
Yeah,
it's always the child predator.
Maybe that's why they don't send them to prison.
Maybe that's it. But what is going on? This is not the first time we've heard about this.
He should have an operation to be castrated, number one.
There you go. Then you don't have to send him to jail.
Nope. He even pled guilty to it. That's
yeah.
what it is. More. He got 5 years of supervised release with a 10-year suspended sentence. Be required to register as a sex offender. So what?
Right.
So what? This is how many of these lenient treatments for young white rapists who are athletes? How many of these have we had in the last couple, three or four months?
Too many. It never ends.
Now, if you're black and you do the same thing, you go to jail on average of 15 years.
I'm going to say, even if we did it, okay, and we're all white here, in case you don't know, sometimes people think Dougie is black.
Yeah.
It's happened, literally.
It has.
But even if we do it, we would not have the same issue. What is it that is getting these people off? I mean,
right.
I know it was a student athlete thing before, right? For the one kid who
draw
did it
that
to that girl.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
So, under the circumstances, this is why the people who start organizations like Black Lives Matter and the other organizations that are aimed at highlighting the differences in the way white people are treated versus the people who are not white.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of stuff from a bunch of white people is just, I'm saying it, and I'm speaking for the people who are on the air with me. There's no disagreement here whatsoever. So whether we discuss it, this does not have to be a protracted conversation. It just has to be one that sort of hits the side of the head.
One thing that we can do from this is we can start holding our judges accountable. I know in California we vote for our judges
mm-hmm.
many times. And start looking at the records. I mean, how many times do you just go, I like that name, so I'll vote for that name?
Yeah, of course. You're
that's a guy,
background.
Or that's a girl, or he's got mm-hmm. this last name, or however dumb ways we vote for people.
Right.
I mean, now I think we have to start taking this stuff really seriously, obviously.
Well,
I mean, we know the guy's name, Judge Myron Gookin.
Yeah.
So,
So
let's look up Myron Gookin and let's see what his other rulings have been, because this is just this reads to me as ludicrous.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so obvious what's going on. And this is why black people get upset, and with good justification. There's no reason why you shouldn't be anything other than completely outraged, or more, as I said, words I can't use on the air for this kind of stuff. Doesn't make any difference what color your skin is. The way this is being handled, and we all know there's prejudice against blacks in this country. Come on. We know the justice system doesn't work for blacks as well as it does for whites. It just is the way it is. And that doesn't mean we have to like it or accept it or think that it needs to be supported, because it doesn't. But the kind of prejudice that people have against prejudice itself is something that you've got to look in the mirror. Why are you prejudiced? Why do you not like whatever? Fill in the blank. I don't like rich people. I don't like poor people. I don't like Jews. I don't like blacks. I don't like Italians. I don't like whatever. I don't like Irish.
Just have an all-encompassing, I don't like people.
Yeah, maybe. But
I only like dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's safe to like dogs, that's for sure. Now, here's a problem from Provo, Utah. Last week, a male student at the high school there complained to a school counselor that the uniforms being worn by cheerleaders on game day are causing him to have impure thoughts in class.
Uh-huh.
The conversation perhaps might have ended there, but it did not. After the teen said that he was distracted by the cheerleader's skirts and his mother emailed an administrator at the school, the cheerleading coach was alerted about the concern. 44 girls on this cheering squad were told not to wear their uniforms to school last Friday before the football game against their competitors at Timpview High School in Provo. They were playing against Alta Hawks. School administrators trying to clear up this mess, which they insist was simply a misunderstanding gone awry. Cheerleaders say they didn't get that impression at all. Most of them were upset by what happened. One of them said, quote, "It's giving this boy power. When he grows up and does something to a girl, he can blame it on her skirt being too short.
Yep.
Because he can't handle her outfit.
Yeah.
But you know what? I had a different spin on this when I first saw this story.
But the Mormons and how...
No, I was never a 13-year-old boy, so Rich and Doug, you're going to have to answer this. What 13-year-old boy who's really distracted, quote-unquote distracted, by...
Complains about it.
Who complains about it? Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. I think these parents need to have... And who complains about it to their mother? I think there's going to be a larger conversation later on about what closet this little boy is coming out of, because this is not a normal reaction for a 13-year-old boy.
That is a very good point.
This side of that, yeah.
I mean, well, is that true? Would you guys? I mean, you guys would want to keep looking at the hot girls
exactly
in the uniforms,
exactly.
Right?
Well, I would never have impure thoughts when I was 13.
Right.
But the situation, I would say seriously, going back to my constellation group that I'm in, man, you could have a field day trying to figure out what was going on in this kid's family. When that is the, and the religion bears into it, people in, wherever they come from, they think this is a control mechanism. That's all this is about, control. This young man is going to have a problem with power and control as he grows older. It's there's something that has been tweaked there, whether it's on his mother's side, whether he's from a family that's broken. You can speculate from now until the end of time. But there's something, as Victoria said, sort of, you know, jokingly, but maybe there is something there. There are a lot of people growing up in our country who are sexually confused. And there are those who legitimately have the desire to be the way they are sexually, and that's okay. But then there are these circumstances that present themselves that give people cause to think, what is this, you know, what's really going on here? What is... And then you wonder back in time whether this many sexual deviants, you know, the story of the rapes and that kind of stuff. And the answer to that is, yeah, except nobody knew about it. There were plenty of things going on that didn't get the spotlight because we didn't have the ability to pass it along. Does that mean it's right? No. We ought to be doing something about it instead of just talking about it, it seems to me. 42 past the hour. We had a pretty good night at the Emmys last night for lawyers and presidents. We'll talk about that in a moment here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches now for only $4 at Burger King. Price and participation vary. Breakfast at Burger King. This portion of the program brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. This portion of the program devoted to television news. Emmys last night. Tianjin, you want to go through some of the winners like Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Jeffrey Tambor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was surprised Kate McKinnon won for SNL, weren't you? Anybody?
No, I think she's the best part of it.
She is.
I was kind of surprised that she won for that category, actually. I mean, it was appropriate for sure, but I just guess I haven't noticed other actors from there getting it before. But I thought she looked great, by the way. Sure, let's go through some of the winners. Lead actor in a drama went to Rami, is it Rami Malek from Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Is that how we say his name?
Yep.
Lead actress, the second time I think he's won there. Lead actress in a drama went to Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black.
A lot of cable shows here. Yeah. Yeah, that was a huge, huge win for Tatiana Maslany, who started out with a Twitter hashtag, Maslany for the Emmy nod. And Seth Meyers went on a huge TV campaign for her to get her nominated. Now the show's ending, but she at least won finally.
Well, it was a big win for her, and also for the cast of The People versus O.J. Simpson. Lead actor in a limited series went to Courtney B. Vance. He played he played Johnny Cochran in that piece. Lead actress in a limited series went to Sarah Paulson from The People versus O.J. Simpson. She brought Marcia Clark as her date and gave her a shout out. She even apologized for maybe portraying her in not the best way possible.
The responsibility of playing a real person is an enormous one. You want to get it right, not for you, but for them. The more I learned about the real Marcia Clark, not the two-dimensional cardboard cutout I saw on the news, but the complicated, whip-smart, giant-hearted mother of two who woke up every day, put both feet on the floor, and dedicated herself to righting an unconscionable wrong, the loss of two innocents, Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. The more I had to recognize that I, along with the rest of the world, had been superficial and careless in my judgment, and I'm glad to be able to stand here today in front of everyone and tell you I'm sorry.
Yeah. Very sweet. I thought it was cool that she brought her with her as her date. That was very cool. All right, lead actor in a comedy went to Jeffrey Tambor from Transparent, and he gets awards at almost every ceremony, so they had actually given him one preemptively, and sure enough, he collected it at the end. Lead actress in a comedy went to Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. She had a little political commentary. She apologized for the current political climate in her acceptance speech. And comedy series went to Veep. Some new TV shows tonight, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice is back. Also, you want to check out Gotham and Lucifer. They are back in action as well. So check it out, all on TV tonight.
Just those names, Lucifer. Who want to watch a TV show called Lucifer?
A lot of people. Fox at 9.
Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
One of the great friends of this program and one of the great minds in the world, known as a paranormalist, I find him to be extraordinarily motivating. And one of the things I was thinking as I started my day today, Uri, I was thinking about the new opportunities that come every single day to either renew or resolve things in our own universe. How do you start your day? How does somebody like Uri Geller start day in his the day in his life?
Okay, well, right now, through the miracle of communications, I'm in the flea market of Old Jaffa, and my brother-in-law, Shippy, is photographing me, talking to you. You will have it in a moment. You know, again, in a split second, the photograph will go through space and time and land on your website. And opportunities are massively important. to capture every day. For instance, someone called me 3 or 4 days ago and said, oh, Uri, I met you in London, and I have some ideas. So the first thing I tell them, look, I'm not an investor. If you want to talk about other ideas that you don't want my money, let's speak. So that's an opportunity. So I'm about to go and meet him, because you see that 90% of the requests and emails I have are from people who want me to invest in high tech, in exit, in startups, in property. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right.
So I cut those out unless I feel that there is a very exciting, a unique opportunity, like, for instance, a new startup that moves me. There are millions of people trying to make it in the, you know, in the IT world. But I'm about to meet this chap who I will suss out in about 5 minutes. I'll know what he's about. If
right.
he's of interest, I stay with him. If he's not, he's out, and I keep going.
So how do you trust? This is a great lesson for people as they meet other people, whether it's, let's say, it's an opportunity in business, maybe a boss or who's looking for an employee, maybe it's a man looking for a relationship with a woman. The way that you size people up, what do you use? This is a great lesson. Everybody listen to this carefully. What does Uri Geller use instinctively that tells him whether the relationship, whatever the relationship may be, is going to work?
Well, what I use, God, because most people find themselves engaged with time wasters, and they waste their time and energy. I look at the person, and I do body reading. I read their facial movements. I look at their body movements. I look at what they wear. I look. I listen to how they talk. And I just create a very quick assessment of who I'm dealing with, in my opinion. If I like what I see, then I stick to it. And then I'm curious. I delve deeper into what that person wants from me. And this is what I'm asking you, listeners, that if you want to achieve something, you've got to be also, you've got to look neat. You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to smell good. You get a good perfume, good aftershave. You want to dress cool, and you want to use your charm. You want to activate your charisma, and you want to smile a lot. If you adhere to these rules, the doors will open for you.
What a fabulous lesson. And now as I finish our time together, I'm looking at the picture of you. This is one of the things about communication today. You're in Israel, and you're looking at your brother who took a picture of you, and he sent it to me. So now I feel like we're standing next to each other in the marketplace in Old Jaffa. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-done. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.